When you hear the word gratitude, you probably think about being thankful for your family, your health, maybe that big vacation you took this year. But what about being grateful for your money?
Welcome to the Money Clarity Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Shiraka. I'm a YNAB certified coach and a certified money coach, and I am here to help you stop feeling stressed about money. Together, we'll get your finances organized so that you can finally feel confident about not only spending and saving, but using your money as a tool to go after your biggest, wildest dreams. Let's dive into today's episode.
This week is Thanksgiving here in the United States, so it makes sense that gratitude is at the front of my mind. When you hear the word gratitude, you probably think about being thankful for your family, your health, or maybe that big vacation that you got to take this year. But what about being grateful for your money? I believe that money should be a tool to help you live your greatest life rather than an obstacle. So wouldn't it make sense to pause and appreciate your money for the opportunities it provides? No matter how big or small your bank account balance is? What if when you look at your checking account balance, even if it really isn't where you'd like it to be, you still take a moment to find gratitude for what actually is in there? It's the money that paid for the roof over your head. It's the money that bought the groceries for your Thanksgiving meal. It's the money that covered the bill for your kids' new shoes. It's the money that you're using to pay down that credit card debt. Again, even if it's going much slower than you would like it. Every dollar, every cent has a job. When you're using a tool like YNAB and you're intentionally giving every dollar a job, you can visually see the progress of your deliberate planning and start to feel the energetic flow of your money. And that, my friends, deserves gratitude. Instead of focusing on that financial anxiety or that feeling that everything you want costs money, try to embrace that energetic flow of money. Be grateful for when the money comes in, because it allows you to pay for the things that are important to you. It's so easy to get caught up in the stress of budgeting, especially when you're just getting started or if you've had some large expenses come up recently. But when you stop and acknowledge that your money is a bridge to achieving your biggest, wildest dreams, it might just change everything. This week, as you are sitting down for your Thanksgiving meal, or your usual Thursday meal if you aren't here in the US, I want you to try this simple practice. Take a moment to genuinely thank your money for the opportunities it provides. The goal is to begin to move past the shame, guilt, and fear. All of those heavy emotions that people carry around when it comes to money, and replace them with appreciation and clarity. Go ahead and give this practice a try for a week. Even if it feels a little silly at first, you might just be surprised at the shift you feel with your relationship with your money. And finally, as we talk about gratitude, I actually want to take a moment to thank you, my amazing listeners. I know this is only episode 8 of this podcast, so it is still pretty brand new for me, but you are here, showing up, and I wanted to say thank you. But not only are you showing up for me, maybe more importantly, you are showing up for yourself. Every week that you show up, you listen, you take in this information, and you take another step towards a more positive financial future. And you are the reason I am so passionate about helping others use money as a tool to build their greatest life. It truly means the world to me that you are letting me be a part of your financial journey. And I don't take that lightly. And I want to know that I appreciate each and every one of you. So thank you, truly. Thank you for allowing me to share this work that lights me up so darn much. Thank you for allowing me to spread my budget nerdiness into your life a little bit. With that, happy Thanksgiving, friends. Until next time, keep creating that positive relationship with your money so that you too can start to experience financial freedom.
That's all for this episode of the Money Clarity Podcast. My hope is that today's conversation gave you a little bit of clarity and confidence to take the next right step. If you're ready to dive deeper into your relationship with money, you can find more resources, both free and paid, at theexuberantelephant.com/everything. You can also find that link in the show notes. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please leave a rating and review. It really helps the show reach more people just like you. Talk to you next time.